This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Is mass testing for COVID-19 the key for keeping economies open and the virus from spreading? One Chinese city is about to find out. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Health officials in the northeastern Chinese port city of Qingdao say the entire population of 9.4 million people will be tested for COVID-19 in the next 5 days. That's after 6 new cases were confirmed yesterday. The move comes as many countries all over the world, including here in Europe, are grappling with rising case counts, more demands on testing capacity, and the prospect of local and national travel restrictions to prevent more people from getting sick. So what could other countries learn from Qingdao's mass testing drive? The BBC's Stephen McDonnell explains how it'll work.
The authorities here are able to mobilize medics and move them in big numbers from city to city, and they're going to test more than 9 million people in a week. In some cases, maybe schools and other public facilities used. In some places, maybe just pop-up tents.
So do officials there see this kind of mass testing regime as a way of preventing local and national lockdowns that have ground economies around the world to a halt?
Yeah, so the new Chinese strategy is sort of a combination of little outbreak, huge testing around that, contact tracing of where those people went, and then very targeted, specific lockdowns. The authorities say that, for example, for a restaurant or a shop or something to stay open, you've got to test all the staff. It's the same for taxi drivers. I think they'll prioritise all those people at the coalface, if you like.
Now, the key to making all this work, though, is having the test kits available. What has China learned about keeping enough of them in stock that other countries haven't yet?
Having this sort of heavily centralized, at times very authoritarian government, they're able to bring huge resources. It's, I guess, the same way in which China is able to deal well with natural disasters, because it just has this huge well of resources that can be mobilized to wherever they need to put it.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell for us in Beijing. Thanks for your time.
Good to talk to you.
Stocks in Asia were solidly higher today as investors returned from their 8-day Golden Week holiday, which saw a rebound in domestic tourism and spending. The Shanghai Composite Index jumped 2.6%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 2.2%. Meanwhile, the country's currency fell 0.4% after authorities made it easier to bet against the yuan, which is up more than 7% since May. Here in Europe, benchmarks are little changed, with travel and leisure shares seeing declines. Shares of International Airlines Group, the parent company of British Airways, are down 2%. That's after BA's boss, Alex Cruz, said he's stepping down during one of the most turbulent moments for the industry. The BBC's Thea Leggett has more on that.
This is a major changing of the guard at British Airways. Alex Cruz oversaw BA's response to the COVID crisis, which involved cutting thousands of jobs and imposing steep reductions in pay and benefits for staff who remained. The way in which this was done, with long-serving employees initially threatened with being fired if they failed to sign new contracts, caused deep resentment among BA's workforce. Yet he was far from popular to begin with. In his 4 years at BA, he worked hard to cut costs, enabling the company to compete more effectively with budget carriers. But critics accused him of causing long-term damage to the brand in exchange for short-term benefits, while some staff protested at what they called poverty pay. His departure follows the retirement of the man who appointed him, Willie Walsh, the former head of parent company International Airlines Group. Analysts say the new regime, under Chief Executive Luis Gallego, seems determined to bring in fresh talent and rebuild bridges. I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
The price of your favorite chocolate bar might be about to rise. That's because Ghana and Ivory Coast, two of the biggest players in the global cocoa market, recently added a premium charge to the price of their beans. It's aimed at helping to pull local cocoa growers out of poverty, as the BBC's Matthew Davis reports.
Cocoa farmers like Kohi Ame in Côte d'Ivoire only get about a 3% share of the spoils of what is a multi-billion dollar industry. Kohi has been farming cocoa beans for more than 20 years and is often a hand-to-mouth existence.
We are very happy when the price is high. We aren't stressed anymore. But when the price is low, we suffer a lot.
But a better life could be just a few harvests away. Farmers in Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana sell their cocoa beans to their respective governments, who then sell them on into the international markets based in London and New York. And recently, the two governments added a premium to the price, an extra $400 a tonne. The idea is that the extra $400 goes straight back to the farmers. The premium is called a living income differential. Michel Arion at the International Cocoa Organization is an enthusiastic supporter.
It's really very exciting news that both countries have been able to pass on the 400 entirely to the farmers.
All the players in the industry, including the big manufacturers like Mars and the Swiss giant Nestle, support the living income differential. But while the extra $400 on a ton of cocoa will find its way to the price of your candy bar, Eric Bergman at JSG Commodities says it'll only be by a few cents.
It's not the end of the world to pay an extra 5 cents or 10 cents on top of the price of a candy bar, especially for improving the livelihoods of the farmers in West Africa.
Back in Côte d'Ivoire, Kohi is certainly looking forward to an improvement in his livelihood.
We hope it lasts. It needs to last for a long time.
West African cocoa farmers like Kohi often earn little more than a dollar a day. So a few extra cents on a candy bar would seem like a small price to pay to make lives like his a little sweeter. I'm the BBC's Matthew Davis for Marketplace.
Finally, breaking just moments ago, Americans Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics. The pair is being recognized for their work on auction theory and the invention of new auction formats. For more on that story, head on over to marketplace.org. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.